Oh, well, we talked about going yesterday. It was the party.
Yes, we went to the friend's birthday party.
And we met our friend's husband's mother, who is from Mexico.
Yes.
She did not speak any English.
From Mexico, Mexico.
Yes, yes. Not from Big Fatty Mexico. From Mexico.
The country just south of the United States.
Right. Oh, there's the BART police.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty Mexico.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3668 of BFO for Thursday the 24th of February 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we got more so-so questions. Big Fatty, that'll run them off quick. Hello, Memorial Day is Big. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Memorial Day is because, y'all, starting yesterday and going through next to, I say, Tuesday, there are a lot of celebrations of exiting the birth canal, which correlates to the last, the weekend of the last Monday, in May, and that's Memorial Day. Also, Big Fatty, what you're saying is, there's lots of humpity-bumpity, in Memorial Day, which means there's lots of celebrations here in February. Very good, Poodle. Your math skills are the Big Fatty. Don't even.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, cause y'all today, the 24th of February, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, but four. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I think I've met three of the four. Y'all, I'll start off with the one that I haven't met. I believe this person is a friend of Trucker Alex, but I'm not 100% sure. I say it every year, and I'm still not 100% sure, but I have no reason to think otherwise. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Kiko Lombardi. Oh, Big Fatty, they named a trophy after Kiko. It's true, the Kiko Trophy. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all also today, y'all, she's everyone's second favorite root vegetable, only because the turnip head is everybody's favorite root vegetable. Y'all, I'm talking about his sister, the one and only Radish Head. Big Fatty, we love Radish Head. And I believe Radish Head came to a Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. I may not be 100% sure on that. Y'all, the third celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met him many times out there at Pride 48 in Nolens, not Nolens, in Lost Wages. Y'all, he's down there, and y'all, he's in the Deep South. The Deep South, round the corner from everybody's favorite giraffe. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Dr. P. Big Fatty, we love Dr. P. It's true. And y'all, then our last celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's moved on to bigger and better things. But y'all, he used to be the host of the Howdy Do Pancakes little show, Big Fatty. And he also met Miss Beaver. Yes, he did. And y'all, he came to many of Big Fatty's meet and greets out there in the San Francisco, and came to Pride 48 at least once, maybe twice. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Calvin. Big Fatty, we love Calvin. We do. So, y'all, if you see Kiko Lombardi, Radish Head, Dr. P, or Calvin on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them a happy piece of cake. We do, and y'all, speaking of happy music, y'all, I've sent an e-letter to all the folks that used to do the first little show, and I just said, okay, who do you think's gonna win Wednesday night? And so we'll see what the predictions are. Only one I've heard from is that Sam in the Hinterlands. And she says Carson will definitely win America's Favorite, and she thinks Misha is going to win it all. So, y'all, we'll just, I'm recording this, of course, prior to that little show. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see, the Nip and I had dinner with Olive, and y'all, a couple of the other folks that live there at Olive Acres, y'all, they came and joined us. Y'all, we had Henry, and we had Catherine, and y'all, they're just a hoot. They are just a hoot is all I've got to say. But anyway, they sat and, y'all, they do love their cocktails. That's all I'm going to say. They do love their cocktails. And y'all, when it's time to go to assisted living or independent living, y'all, go to one that has a bar and where they pour a strong drink. Yes, Big Betty, keep the old people happy or drunk, one of the two. But y'all, I had a light supper. Y'all, they had a pear and walnut solid with a vinaigrette on it, and I had that. I had six little chicken wings and celery. Y'all, it was the Asian barbecue chicken wings, and y'all, it was good. It wasn't too much, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Y'all, it might as well have been midnight when I got home. dropped the Nip off, got home. Y'all, it was about quarter till seven. And y'all, I was ready for bed. but I said, no, I will not go to bed. So y'all, I watched, I caught up on that Finding Your Roots. Big Fatty, isn't that what you do every night when you get under the covers? You find your root? No, anyway, Big Fatty Vulgar. anyway, caught up on that, watched the Jeopardy, watched the news, and y'all, since I was exhausted, I don't know why I was exhausted. I think it was because I ate healthy or something. I don't know. But one moment, please, y'all. I'm going to have a little bit of my hot tea. And y'all, I'm embarrassed to say this, but y'all, I crawled into the chamber, y'all, 9 p.m. in the evening. 9 p.m. in the evening. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, I went right to sleep. Now, I did wake up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Well, Big Betty, that was 7.5 hours sleep. It's true. And I said, no, I will not get up. And I said, I don't know if I'll be able to go back to sleep. Well, when I did wake up at 6:45, y'all, I had picked up 2 additional hours of sleep. So, y'all, I was rested and ready to go. So I got up, hadn't McCaffrey read the newspaper, watched Miss Gayle King, y'all failed. Failed on the Sudoku. Y'all, I don't know what it is. I'm not taking my time. That's what it is. I'm trying to, it's like I'm on the clock. And, you know, you got to do it quick. But I don't. Y'all, and then after that, y'all went out for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, first time since back in the fall, probably October or whatever, y'all wore short pants and a short sleeve shirt. Y'all, and it was lovely, just lovely. And came back, got my shower, and then, let me guess, Big Betty, you are off to the Von Zeest. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it, y'all, as it do on hump day, y'all headed on over to the Von Zeest. Y'all, they had a few things on sale that I wanted to get. Y'all, I decided it's supposed to turn cold. Y'all, it's going in the 80s, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But y'all, it's supposed to turn cold over the weekend. So I decided I was going to make me some more soup, some chicken soup. So I got me an onion. Y'all, I got a couple of lemons. I'm going to put, the lemon zest and the lemon juice in there. Y'all, they had the bagged solids, 3 for $10, so I got 3 of those. Y'all, they had the ground round, if you bought 3 or more pounds in one package, it was on sale. Y'all got me some sliced mushrooms for the soup. Got me some, I'll tell you that in a minute. Got some celery. Y'all, they had the pasta solid mixes. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. And y'all, I got me some sliced turkey pepperoni that I'm going to mix in with that. And I've got some cheese and all. Y'all, they had, I got that lactose-free milk. And y'all, I hadn't had any cereal. So y'all, they had the blueberry morning. Y'all, have you ever tried the blueberry morning? Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. And y'all, then they had the Quaker Simply Oats and Honey cereal. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's kind of like Honey Bunch of Oats, but I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all got me a cabbage for my soup. Y'all, they had the Napoleon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love a Bonaparte. No, we like a bone together. Well, anyway, it's the Napoleon pastries. They were in a package of 2, and they won't sell. Got me some crinkle-cut carrots for the soup. Y'all, they had the good honey-roasted Virginia peanuts, the emerald. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. They had the chicken broth. Buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses. Buy one, get one free. So I got 2 Swiss and 2 cheddars. Y'all, they had a promotion going. If you spent $70, over $70, you'd get $5 back. And y'all, I said, oh, I haven't spent over $70. Y'all, I did. But with my coupons and everything and my senior citizens discount, y'all, I spent $61.39. But I saved $46.11. Big Betty, and you spent. You got that good coupon. And y'all, I got home and put away my provisions. And y'all, I decided I was going to have me a Caesar salad with some chicken in it. So I had that for my lunch. Watched that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, then I was feeling kind of like Uncle Joe. I was moving kind of slow, so I laid down on the glider on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, I snorted up a little bit out there, and now I'm inside recording, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Jay the Haunt Cub. And Jay, thank you so much for that half-ass never-to-be-updated bumper that you sent years ago that it seems appropriate that it's never been corrected. So anyway, thanks for not putting any effort into any of that. Y'all, go back over here to the so-so questions. Y'all, I got another so-so question from my three straight boyfriends. That naught, you know, y'all, he's divorced me. But y'all, straight Bob says, Herbie Grady, I have loved being an exotic international straight boyfriend from the Southern Hemisphere for what may be going on 12 plus years now. But the reality is I'm just a plain old Yankee, bitch. Ready? Now, if I can speak for all the straight Yankees, I would like to say that Southern girls always strike us as lovely, feminine ladies. Well, thank you, straight Bob. very attractive. I wish I had one here with me now. Big Fatty, he's gone and made it vulgar. It's true. Anywho, my question is this. Who does it for you? I need country, region in the U.S., occupation. Thank you for calling, XO. Well, straight Bob, thank you so much for the missive. And absolutely a so-so question. I can assure you that none of the Southern ladies do it for me. Big Fatty, breaking news. I think, straight Bob, if anyone knows, because you've been listening since the dawn of time, I think it goes without saying that this is an absolute so-so question, because, you know, with Big Fatty's gentleman caller track record, the country is Earth, the region of the U.S. is Yes. The occupation is, don't care. And what was the other one? Big Fatty, you didn't even finish looking at the thing. How appropriate. And the occupation, don't care. As long as they're interested in Big Fatty, let's get on it. Now, I do have some favorites. I do love the long hair. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and I do love I love the Middle Eastern look. I love Latino look. I love as Scotty would say, the black fellas, and I love Big Fatty. It'd be easy if you just told us what you didn't like. Well, probably older than me. Big Fatty, that includes the old gal. Anyway, I didn't mean to go there with that. But straight Bob, thank you so much. And absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, let's go back over here and see what Miss Bacon's got. Let's just get one in real quick. What words of wisdom did your papa give you? y'all, I believe it was him. This absolutely a so-so question. I don't know. Get me the belt. Big Fatty, that was your mother's words of wisdom. Well, it was an interesting childhood. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, and Calvin, any hints as where we might be able to find you these days?
Big Fatty Mexico.
Oh, Big Fatty Mexico. Well, that doesn't narrow it down at all, does it?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.